Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
Yes, 60643.
60643?
Yes.
Your first and last name?
Rhonda Crawford.
Would it be under Ron Crawford?
Excuse me?
Would it be under Ron Crawford?
Yeah, tell me what is this for?
Yes, ma'am. For security purposes, I will need you to verify your shipping address first.
Okay. I'm calling because it was an unrecognizable charge on my in my banking account.
Uh-huh.
So I'm calling to find out what place is this, because on my banking account it says shop and save.
Right. So I can give you that information, but for security purposes, we need the shipping address verified.
1825 West 107 Place, Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you, ma'am. It looks like it's for the Wi-Fi booster. Email address rcrawford@tylin.com.
At where who?
TYLIN.com.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm showing there is an account for a Wi-Fi booster.
Hold on.
So you say shop and save, but it's a TY man booster?
No, no, ma'am. It's a Wi-Fi booster. I said the email address on the account was rcrawford@tylin.com.
Okay, and then it's a Wi-Fi booster?
Yeah, it's a Wi-Fi booster signed up through with that email address. On the 19th, there was a $7.45 shipping charge, as stated in the terms and conditions you pay to receive that Wi-Fi booster. But it also stated you'll be signed up for the Gadget Club, which is what you're seeing the monthly charge for $49.97. It sends you a $150 e-gift card to the email address on file for you can shop online for $50 a month on the Gadget Club store. Are you guys familiar with any of this?
No.
Neither of you ever placed the order?
I have not, because this is my husband's company email.
Okay, so the only thing I can do, I can counsel you out and I can send you over to the fraud department, but they will want to know if you would like to continue with the fraud procedure if you guys never placed the order. So just give me one moment, okay?
All right. Did you want to counsel anything on charges or they are not for this?
Okay, I'm getting you transferred over now.
Okay, for the cancellation, right?
Well, I already canceled you out. Any future billings, they're going to assist you with what's on the account already.
Okay, so would that mean they reimburse me or what?
I can't give you that information. They have the access, but I don't know what it will take, which is why I'm going to transfer you over to them so they can see what's going on with the account.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. One moment.